This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Banks it in!
KC Johnson.
Come and get some of this.
Bulls basketball.
Whoa! Stop it! Stop it! Do not do it like that!
Taking you inside the locker room with KC Johnson.
Oh my goodness! Did you not get the memo?
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. Always a delight to welcome in our guy KC Johnson. He's in Denver covering the Bulls for the Chicago Tribune, the fine Tribune basketball man. Good morning, KC.
Morning, KC.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
I just saw that that Netflix says that 80 million accounts have watched the movie Bird Box, and I was thinking a sequel might be Bulls Box, where all the fans have to, you know, cover their eyes rather than watch what's going on the
look
court.
Away.
It's rough.
I always tell people I'm paid to watch, so you don't have to. That's what I always tell people.
So
it's bad. I always also joke that having cut my teeth early in my beat writing career on the Tim Floyd era, that I'm sometimes numb to poor play or what have you. But this is bad, man. This is bad. I mean, they made the coaching change, right? And they cited competitive spirit and spirit and energy, and we're not judging wins and losses. That's fine. I mean, wins and losses, that, you know, nine straight losses, that's bad, but whatever, you're in a rebuild. But it's a non-competitive losses that are accumulating now, and so now where do you go? What do you do? I mean, obviously you're committed to Jim here, but you know, eight of the 16 losses since they made the coaching change have been by 17 points or more. That's and they have a healthier roster, so these are pretty troubling times right now for the Bulls.
Yeah, and it's the only second time in franchise history through 45 games they've been this bad, KC. And I think you hear Zach LaVine try to articulate it last night post-game, and he called it demoralizing. How does this team find a bright spot if there is? There really aren't any. I mean, and where does it go from here? Is Jim Boylan on a daily basis growing more frustrated, or how has his rhetoric changed?
No, I mean, Jim's pretty true to who he is, and this is, you know, he's waited for this chance for a long time, so he's going to commit to what he believes in. As far as where it goes from here, David, I mean, that's what we're asking players, and something's got to break here. Something's got to give, because what's happening right now is not working. Okay, it's as simple as that. And you mentioned the 10-35 record, second worst in franchise history after 45 games. That's bad, and that's fine, you know. They knew they were going to be bad this year. They knew they were going to lose. They didn't think they were going to be this bad. Okay, so now you have the bonus of maybe you get a better draft pick than you thought. So take that out of the equation. It's the fact that they're not even competing right now. They're getting blown out on, you know, more games than not. That's the troubling aspect to all this. I mean, last season, 27-55. Yes, it was painful to watch. Yes, there were some very low moments. But by and large, for the most part, that team competed. You know, they were winning games down the stretch where Sean Kilpatrick was throwing in crazy shots. I mean, they played hard. And I'm not seeing that on a consistent basis from this group at a time when, as I mentioned, they're getting healthier. And it's just, you know, a lot of the season also was based on the core and the player development of Dunn, LaVine, and Markkanen. And again, you just don't see those three, except for that Indiana Pacers overtime loss, you just don't see those three clicking too often together for extended stretches. So, you know, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it. This is pretty bad.
And Zach LaVine, the quote you had from him about opponents kind of licking their chops and looking at the schedule, marking the game. I mean, this is where players now can load up against the Bulls. I mean, that's the kind of – that becomes almost – when you haven't won a game in a year, I know it's just a month, but that kind of becomes something that is in the head of the opponents and maybe the players.
Yeah, and you know, one thing we've heard consistently from players throughout the season is, you know, we need to learn how to win because we're a young team and we've never won. You know, you're basing this rebuild on young players that have potential, but don't know how to win games. And so, if you keep getting not only losing but keep getting your hat handed to you, that just sets in, and you know, sets a culture that just is kind of self defeating and just kind of repeats itself. If you're in games and competitive and losing games, yeah, it hurts and yeah, it's difficult. But you know, there's something to build on, and you're starting to learn things about that down the stretch, how to close out games, things like that. What do you learn from a 30-point loss where you're down by 40? And what do you learn by, you know, following a game plan where you're going under screens and the Nuggets are, you know, shooting three-pointers like it's a layup line? And what do you learn by, you know, an offensive, you know, night where, you know, Markkanen gets going early, but Dunn and LaVine just don't show up? And, you know, LaVine's banged up a little bit. Right? He doesn't want to talk about it publicly. He's playing through a little something. It's not serious, but, and I'm not trying to give the guy an excuse, but I do give him credit for, he's not talking about it much. I had one line of my story today, but he's playing through a little something on his shooting shoulder where he banged it recently. But it's just, I just keep coming back to it's bad. There's got to be more competitive fight from these guys.
Casey, I know you had a deadline last night, so I'm not sure if you were there when Zach LaVine addressed this specifically, but Sam Smith had something in Bulls.com about how, you know, Jim Boylan mentioned that the loss of Justin Holiday may have contributed to the lack of toughness and the fact that they have struggled a little bit of late. And that when posed with that, Zach LaVine said, yeah, Justin is a real good player, but I don't think he's someone you take him off a team and he's like LeBron James. And I think that speaks for itself. And is there any disconnect growing between Boylan and the players, because when he says things that just don't make sense, that they resonate in the locker room, or is that making too much out of that?
No, I mean, I don't think it's making too much out of it. I mean, I was there for both comments. I didn't write about Justin Holiday because I kind of felt like Justin Holiday, you know, it is an interesting quote, but I mean, Zach's right. Justin Holiday, no offense, you know, Justin Holiday is a good NBA rotation player, but he's not a LeBron
exactly.
James. So losing Justin Holiday to me is like kind of an afterthought. I mean, again, he played very well for this team.
Justin Holiday's not walking through that door, Casey.
he played very well for this team, particularly this season. But you know, to point to him as like an elite defender that you're losing, and that's why things have gone off the rails here. I don't see it, man. I mean, and you know, Justin Holiday wasn't in the future plan, so. No, but that's a connection I hadn't thought of last night on deadline. It's an intriguing one. Look, we all know the high-profile incident the first week with the players' pushback on the practice. I do feel like the team got to a better place that night from following the two-hour team meetings. But, you know, when you're losing and you're getting your brains beat in, there's slippage then. And right now people are unhappy. And so, you know, it's on Jim to make sure to listen to his team, and it's on the team to play at a more competitive level, and they've got to pull through this together because Jim, you know, like I said, when you make the coaching change, you're committed to this guy, so something's got to give here, and both sides need to be better.
The internal exiles, Jabari Parker, played again. He had 15 points in 18 minutes, and Robin Lopez back on the court as well, 17 points in 19 minutes. All forgiven there? No trade coming? What goes on with them?
Well, Lopez only was back because Carter was out. Carter told us that he expects to play on Saturday. You know, maybe they'll be conservative and sit him down one more game. It's not serious, although he does have a splint on his thumb. So Lopez, my assumption will be that Lopez will take a seat again once Carter is back, and Jabari is in that big man rotation now with Portis, Markkanen, and Carter, and you know, he's doing what he does. He scores, and you know, I think my feelings are pretty well documented about how I thought that whole situation was handled. You know, I know he's not a perfect player. I know he had some issues on defense early in the season, and also his practice habits weren't always the best. But I wrote that column. You know, right. I just had trouble watching the second unit go out there with Archie Diacono and Blakeney and Harrison and just not giving a $20 million player who's a former number two overall pick of the draft who obviously can score a chance. I didn't understand why they pulled the plug on him that quickly. I mean, I understood it initially. Look, Jim wants to take over, set a new culture. Maybe you're sending a message. But at some point, to me, it got punitive. And, you know, the fact that he's out there doing what he does, I mean, I think, you know, that helps the team. I mean, this is the worst offense in the league, and you've got a versatile scorer sitting on the bench. So it's, from my perspective, it's good that he's back in the rotation.
We'll let you go, Casey. Zach LaVine says we have to do something. Any ideas what that would be?
Well, that's exactly what we asked him. I mean, yeah. You know, and obviously players, you know, we asked Markkanen the same thing. I mean, come on, you know, we've all danced this dance a million times. Beat writers are running out of answers. Players are running out of answers. I mean, when you're down by 40, there's just not much to say. I mean, it just, I guess, you know, the one thing you pull out of the postgame locker room is Markkanen, you know, vowing that everyone's going to stick together to pull through this because nobody's going to feel sorry for them. So, you know, you pull that shred out of there and you go back to work today. The schedule does lighten up a little bit. I mean, we should acknowledge that this was obviously a tough stretch. I mean, they're playing good teams. It was a road trip. West Coast trips are always difficult for this team.
Thin air in Denver. Hard place to play.
But they really should have.
I'm just saying.
They really should have more wins than the Bears right now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Or somebody was saying some of the state schools, like, because the Bulls win the NCAA championship. I saw that on Twitter. I don't know.
Missouri Valley's up for grabs.
Hey, the Ramblers are back in charge. Back on.
There you go.
All right, Casey. You're the best.
Hang in there, buddy. I'll talk to you.
Thanks. Casey Johnson.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.